Topic 3. Carrying out original historical research by searching the web. Based on the way I am using the terminology, original research excludes the use of historical research obtained from published sources, such as scholarly journals that deal with history. If you rephrase and rearrange the research of others with your original thesis and/or topic headings, it is still not original research. However, work of this nature may be quite acceptable in most college and graduate level courses, if the sources are credited properly. This raises the question, what is original research, and how can it be carried out with available resources? This is answered and explained in the following paragraphs. You can carry out original historical research by using the web, and Google, at www.google.com. With Google, you can search directly for the historical material you want, such as antique cars, automobiles of the 30s, and ancient artifacts of Rome. Alternatively, you can search for specialized websites that contain historical information. This can involve search phrases such as databases of old newspapers, databases of airplane accidents, and databases of car accidents. The search strategy is a trial and error process that sometimes provides very good results. With this search strategy, I have found three excellent websites for historical research, which are Library of Congress website at chroniclingamerica.loc.gov, usa.gov, www.usa.gov web link, and Penn Museum at www.penn.museum web link. A highly effective strategy for searching for historical information is to use Google Images at images.google.com. Searches with Google Images brings up photographs and drawings. However, you can click on any of the photographs or drawings, and it will take you to a website that often has very useful information. Sometimes, a quick glance at the Google Images search page will provide all of the information you need, especially if you need photographs, such as of old buildings, ancient artifacts, ancient scrolls, antique cars, earliest airplanes, etc. If your research requires videos, use Google Video, www.google.com web link. Videos can be especially useful if you are researching contemporary history, such as the moon landing, the Vietnam War, or commercials from the 1960s. YouTube, at www.youtube.com, can also be useful in this regard. Subtopic, what do you do with the information you gather if you want to write an original research paper on history? From the above, it should be apparent that you could obtain the information you need for an original research project from the web. However, history is not just a collection of old information. It can involve one or more of the following. An attempt to find out what really happened by gathering historical evidence and evaluating it. Analyzing, evaluating, comparing, and interpreting historical data and explaining the results in writing. Attempts to identify functional and dysfunctional historical components and dynamics and how they affected a society, nation, or culture over an extended period of time. Attempts to identify, define, and classify common components found in the history of nations, organizations, or religions. Attempts to explain a specific set of historical components and dynamics in terms of a hypothesis. Attempts to explain a set of related historical occurrences in terms of a cause and effect sequence and/or in terms of a dynamic system. An attempt to show how one or more factors led to significant cultural change, for example, how and why technological development changed society. An attempt to identify and explain trends that appear to repeat over time or go in cycles from one extreme to another. An attempt to apply theories or conceptual models from other disciplines to historical information. This can involve applying the theories and/or conceptual models of sociology, political science, social psychology, and systems theory to historical information. An attempt to answer a set of questions by evaluating history, such as what are the factors that contribute to war, and what are the factors that increase the chances of peace. Subtopic, two examples of original history research projects. This subtopic will clarify the above, with two examples of plans that lay out original research projects involving history. The second example is more detailed, and it includes some of the research and sub-tentative conclusions. Both of the examples involve questions that represent unknowns. The answers might be obtained with historical research. Example 1, a historical study of the development of automobiles, blimps, and zeppelins in regard to accidents. Automobile accidents are relatively acceptable when compared to accidents with blimps and zeppelins. In the early part of the 20th century, the only feasible and relatively safe way to travel by air for long distances were blimps and zeppelins. However, a few accidents with blimps and zeppelins severely limited their utilization, especially for passenger flights across the ocean. Many accidents and deaths from automobiles did not significantly limit their production and utilization. This is in spite of the fact that they were alternatives to automobiles, such as trains and horse-drawn carriages. Use Google Search, Google Images, and Google Video to obtain historical information for the following. To determine if the above statement is true. If the statement is true, why are automobile accidents relatively acceptable when compared to accidents with blimps and zeppelins? Example 2, compare the advertisements from 1950 to 1959. With the advertisements of 2000 to 2009, to determine if they display any differences that relate to social change. Use Google Images images.google.com for the comparison, with the goal of answering the following questions. How has the advertising changed, from the 1950 to 1959 period, to 2000-2009 period? What are the factors that caused the changes? Did these factors affect other aspects of society? In what way are the factors and related changes functional, and in what way are they dysfunctional? Answers to this question might be somewhat subjective. The following are examples of searches with Google Images that relate to the above questions. You can see the search results by left-clicking on the blue underlined words. If the link fails, enter the blue underlined words in the search box in Google Images at images.google.com. Advertisements of Coca-Cola from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of Coca-Cola from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of Pepsi-Cola from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of Pepsi-Cola from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of beer from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of beer from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of orange juice from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of orange juice from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of guns from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of guns from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of medical supplies close quote from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of medical supplies close quote from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of quote television sets close quote from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of quote television sets close quote from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements of computers from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements of computers from 2000 to 2009. Advertisements from 1950 to 1959. Advertisements from 2000 to 2009. By carefully studying the above, you might notice many subtle changes that took place between the two periods. However, there appears to be a change that is not subtle. Specifically, the advertisements from the 1950s appear to have a higher percentage of women than the ads from 2000 to 2009. To determine if the above statement is correct, check it out mathematically. To do this, count the total number of ads on a web page. Then count the number of ads that have one or more women. Divide the number of ads that have women by the total number of ads on the web page. Then multiply the result by 100 to obtain the percentage. It may be insightful to repeat the above for ads that have one or more men. If your calculations indicate that there are a higher percentage of women in advertisements in the 1950s, try to answer the following questions, with the aid of historical research. Does the reduction of the women in the ads represent prejudicial attitude towards women by the advertisers? Alternatively, does it represent a change in gender roles? Examine the ads from the two periods to see if the gender roles displayed in the ads of the 1950s are different from the gender roles displayed in the ads from 2000 to 2009. This can be further evaluated by examining the advertisements for guns and computers in the 1950s with the ads from 2000 to 2009. A quick inspection, without counting, appears that there are more women in the advertisements for computers and guns in the 1950s. Do the changes of the advertising from the two periods represent societal change? If so, in what way might the changes be functional and in what way are they possibly dysfunctional? The results can be further evaluated and checked by one or more of the following. Use Google Images to search for additional products, which were not included in the set of searches presented above. By examining videos and newspaper advertisements from the 1950s and from 2000 to 2009. By carrying out researches for advertising philosophy from the 1950s and from the 2000 to 2009 period. Compare the advertisements from 1950 to 1959 and advertisements from 2000 to 2009 with the advertisements of 2016. Is there a significant change from 2000 to 2009 to 2016, and if so, what changed, and why has it changed? Additional and supporting information from web-based articles. Academic history. What is history? A collection of definitions. What is academic history for? History, primary sources, definition. Historical methodology, evidence and interpretation. Using historical evidence effectively. Using historical sources. A guide to interpreting historical evidence. A gathering and analyzing evidence. Historical reasoning. A convergence of evidence, the key to historical proof. A definition of historical evidence. What are historical sources? University of Cambridge. Historicalyeardictionary.com. Human evolution evidence, Smithsonian. Deceitful or distinguishable terms, historical and observational science. NJ Criminal History Records Information. Historical and operational science. Scientific and legal historical proof. Whitehead examines resurrection via legal, historical evidence, Tammy Ledbetter. The difference between legal proof and historical evidence, the trial of Slobodan Milosevic and the case of Srebrenica, Bob DeGroff, European Review. The importance of academic history writing. Writing popular history, comfortable, unchallenging nostalgia fodder? Access to criminal history records, New York State. When does world history begin? And why should we care? How to find old newspaper articles online? Quote, public access to court electronic records. PACER is an electronic public access service that allows users to obtain case and docket information online from federal appellate, district, and bankruptcy courts, and the PACER case locator. PACER is provided by the federal judiciary. Close quote. The URL to this website is www.pacer.gov. Learning to do historical research, a primer for environmental historians and others, William Cronin. Research guides, introduction to historical research. How do I start to conduct an original historical research project? Going back in time, how to conduct historical research. PBS. This is a good source, and it includes text and video. Additional and supporting information from web-based videos. www.history.com. Historical research presentation, Tracy Pepper. Types of sources for historical research projects. What is historiography? Historical research. What is historiography? Mark Bowles. 19th and 20th Century Historiographical Trends, Michael E. Brooks. Memory and the Philosophy of History. If you want to go to Chapter 5 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.